This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Awesome to have you with us. And today we chat some swimming. We're joined by Sam Long. Sam, welcome back onto the Kona Edge today.
Yep, good to be back.
Sam, the last time we spoke, we ended off the conversation on you saying that you've decided that you're self-coaching from an overall triathlon perspective, but you do work with a specialist swim coach. What's the reason behind that?
Yeah, well, and so I'll talk a little bit about just having specialists in general. I think it's really hard for any one person to be a true source of knowledge in all the fields of triathlon. There's swimming, there's cycling, there's running, there's nutrition, there's flexibility, there's strength work, all that stuff. There's weight control, all that stuff. There's dealing with temperature and heat. It's so hard for one person to have the knowledge base to deal with all of that. So I really think finding people who are specialized in each field can offer you more. I've been working with a specialist swim coach now. I've been working with them for like 3 years.
That's probably the best explanation why someone should have a specialist swim coach I've ever heard. So I think that's brilliant. Let's talk about some of the things that you've done in the water over the last 3 years. Can you pin it down to a handful of things that you think have given you or has given you the biggest gains in the water, things that you've done?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's put it into perspective. I just started swimming like 4 years ago, so you know, there were big gains to be made at first. And so that's simple stuff like body position and like breathing. And when I say breathing, like, I don't mean like how long you're breathing. I mostly just mean like a quick breath and that's still something I'm working on is like, cause it's so hard when you're used to running, like growing up being a running and a cyclist where you can bring in oxygen whenever you want, but really like a disciplined breath has been one of the biggest things. Cause it really helps decrease drag if you can eliminate that breath, because every time you have a long breath, your feet are going to drop and then it's going to splay your legs out, which is going to just cause you to not look like a swimmer, let's put it that way. Those were kind of two things, but if we get into some more sort of exact things, because I don't want to talk about kind of the basics, you know, which are like, yeah, breath control, body position, stuff like that. I think everyone can get benefits from, and it's pretty easy to actually get that stuff down. But sort of the stuff that has really helped me was kind of like raising my cadence, really working on like my pull. So really kind of finishing through. I never wanted to finish through, figuring out kind of the right amount to glide. And I don't even really want to use the word glide because that's not really the right word, but figuring out the right amount to stretch long as opposed to a short, quick stroke, I think is something that everyone needs to kind of work on. And so those were kind of the things for me, as well as stabilizing my core so that I could really keep my legs strong, and learning to minimize the kick were kind of the biggest things.
Yeah, I mean, the core side of things is not something we touch on often, but it is vital. And it the stronger your core and the more control you have, the better your technique and form in the water is going to be. But you also touched on an interesting one, and that's cadence and your swim cadence. And often people want to get faster, and I know it sounds really basic, but I mean, if you want to swim faster, you need to swim faster. That's what it boils down to. You need to turn those arms over quicker. And again, it's easy to turn them over quick, but shorten the stroke. You've got to get all those aspects working together.
Exactly. Because it's like, and that's why it can be kind of a dangerous game, because I see it's almost like a dichotomy with coaches where they want you, you know, like this like 40 strokes per minute, super long, almost like catch up freestyle. Or then you get coaches like who are saying like, oh, go as quick as you possibly can, like let's say like 100 strokes per minute, and then you're like, your arms like entering right in your head and you're just generating no power. And so it's really finding a combination between the two.
How much time would you generally spend in the water in a week? I mean, it's obviously, like you say, you haven't been swimming that long, and it's something you get lots of gain out of, and you obviously still need to do quite a bit of work on it.
Yeah. Oh, I have a lot of work to do. I'd say my average week, my typical week is generally between like 20 and 25K in the pool. But like the biggest week I've done was like 45K. And that was, And I did that for a few weeks in a row when I was doing a big swim block. That was rough.
I'm sure. What are some of the workouts you love doing in the water?
So some of my favorite workouts, I love to kind of stimulate, and this I've gotten this from Eni, is really kind of Eni Jones, who is my swim coach, is really kind of like stimulate kind of like a fast race, get out, because that's one of the biggest things is getting out fast in a race is so key, and learning how to calm your nervous system down so that you're not going to be so worked up. So say get out and maybe do, you know, it could be 10 times 25, it could be an all out 100, and then right after that I like to go into pulling. So I do maybe, let's say, 2 times 100 all out, very minimal rest between it, because you're trying to stimulate a race, you're trying to get yourself worked up. So maybe 5 seconds of rest, so you're, you know, 2 times 100 on, 115, 120, throw your paddles on right away, and then try and do a 500 at race pace with paddles and a pole buoy. And so then maybe do 100 easy between that, do that, I don't know, 5 times.
Sounds like a good day in the water.
Yeah, and I think that helps a lot. I think that helps a lot, as well as, you know, on easy days, just kind of really working on form and technique and swimming easy. I do most of my swimming, most of my hard swimming with masters groups, so which I think is very beneficial to do your hard swimming with a group.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Getting with a bunch of guys and girls who generally are stronger than you and push you really hard. That's what you need in the water.
Yeah, exactly. Especially on like sprint days, I think. And tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's a person out there that likes to do sprints in the pool alone.
You're right. No doubt about that. Sam, thanks a lot again for your time here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up about your bike next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Yep. See you later.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.